RDI, this is Dustin.
Hey, Dustin, Jen, Wilhelmy, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. I have a customer that I sold her a pair of diamond earrings last year. She lost one of the earrings. I don't know, both of them were GIA certified. Both JSI-1, and they were both 0.70. .486 by 4.72 by 3.61. Anything close to that, or you don't carry the 70 pointers?
Yeah, let's see. Is this something I'll be able to ship you, like, is it, if I have it, or is it something that, because, you know, you can call and ask, and then I never hear back from you?
Well, she contacted the insurance company, and they said their estimate was $877 to replace it, and
it's going to be way higher than that.
Yeah. So
depends,
I told
the
girl that
on it.
It's JSI-1 GIA certified 0.70, and the stone is 4.86 by 4.72 by 3.61. It's a princess cut.
Give me those millimeters one more time.
Yes, 4.86, 4.72, 3.61. The other earring is 4.78 by 4.72 by 3.61, but I don't know which earring she lost, so I'm just guessing, and so I picked the 4.86 because it's a little bit bigger. But they were both 0.70.
Both JSI
natural.
Two.
SI-1.
All right.
GIA.
All right, you're going to have to give me some time. I'm going to have to – I don't have any JSI-1s right now.
Well, check on a price, because I'm sure I'll have to submit an estimate to replace it. What's that?
You're looking around 900 bucks.
Okay. All right. She's supposed to get back with me if I need to submit a thing, but I told her, I said, you're closer to the $2,000 price range.
Yeah, so let me see if I can get one in New York, and then I'll call you back with the price, all right?
See what's available.
All right. You got anything working? Any open calls? You got people looking for that's non-insurance?
No. I haven't heard nothing back. I've got a customer that's looking for a oval, 1 3/4 natural, but he's not gonna. He wants to buy it end of February. He has a date in mind that he's going to give it to her in March. So it's kind of like I haven't started looking or anything or pricing anything. He picked out a mounting. It's kind of plain, just, you know, kind of a little bit wider solitaire. Well, it's not plain. It's just, it does have diamonds in the band, but it's just a straight band, but it's a little bit wider. But I haven't found out what size stone she wants in that mounting yet, but it should be something fairly easy to find. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. Well, let me work on this princess for you, and I'll call you right back once I hear something, okay?
All right. Then I can see if, hopefully tomorrow I'll know if I got to submit something to them or whatever. But sometimes when I submit the stuff to the insurance company, if they have their own people, then I don't hear nothing.
Right.
Like, there's one guy on the other side of the state, on the western side of the state, he's real big for insurance companies, but I can't believe somebody on this side of the state is going to drive all the way over there to look at stones and have him replace it because it's cheaper. But I lose to him all the time because he gives them a lesser price. Then he, when he finds the stone, then he ups the price.
Mm-hmm.
And they end up, either the customer pays the difference or they do, but it is not, they're not fair. They're shady people.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Yep. My guy from New York's calling me right now on this, so let me see what I hear.
Alrighty, thanks.
All right,